had some wild parties. Mm-hmm. I figured that she may have lived there, you know. Mm-hmm.
So. Do you remember Lilia Walker? Mm-hmm. Do you remember Lilia Walker, your impression of Lilia? Mm-hmm. Did she take her clothes off too?
She didn't have nothing on but a little, let's see, what do you call them now? Shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Little shorts on, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see? And she'd sit down, she'd smoke, and she'd talk and drink. Mm-hmm. And get up, and somebody come in, she'd holler at somebody, like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your impression of her as a person? Was she?
Well, at that time, I wasn't thinking on anything. She was just a good time person, and I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I did
mm-hmm.
to her.
Well, do you remember when she? Your impression of her as a big woman, a small woman, a pretty woman.
No, she was a nice looking woman, tall. And to me, she must have weighed about 140 mm-hmm. at that time. Because mm-hmm. she was slim.
Uh-huh. So, but tall.
And tall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kind of good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Brown skinned woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were these parties famous? Or, I mean,
I never went back anymore. I tell you why. Because Ruth and I, we had other places to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she would just take me around to different people's place.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what they was acting. We went to Brooklyn to a place.
Was the place you went to in Brooklyn? Was it any
Oh,
place
that
to...
was terrific.
What was that?
Oh my God! You go in there, you see everything but the kitchen stove. Well, I didn't like it too much because I didn't want to go too much to those places. See.
Mm-hmm.
This one in Brooklyn was worse than that there because the women and men and done everything. They went down, went up, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But you wasn't partaking any part of it. You would be in a room and you'd look through the window. Yeah.
And just watch.
Yeah, you'd look through the window and see anything you want to see.
Like a sex show.
Yeah.
That they have now on 40
That's
Seconds.
Right. That's right. No, I don't think they have that. They have that in 40 Seconds. I ain't going there no more. Oh, brother. Those shows is a mess.
Were these parties talked about by women? You know,
mm-hmm.
The party that you went to, was it a famous party? Everybody said, oh, we got to go up.
Yeah, that was in Brooklyn. That was a part of the slumming in those days. But you had to know somebody to get in there. They wouldn't just open the door and let you in there.
Mm-hmm.
See? Sadie, and they know each person that come in there know you by your name. Now, if I'd have went back, she would have said Mabel.
Mm-hmm.
See, but I didn't go back.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd have went back now.
Why?
Why, they had a whole lot more to talk about.
was that kind of thing as I mean, what was your attitude toward it? I mean, I've seen a lot. I've never seen anything like that.
No.
Was that shocking to you? I mean, was it?
Well, in the beginning it was shocking,
mm-hmm.
but I went slumming so much till it become a ordinary.
Mm-hmm. Did that go on a lot? I mean,
yes, in those days it went on a lot, but you couldn't get in there unless you knew somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the attitude towards homosexuals in that time?
I had all my friends and all, and they was gay, so that didn't cross my mind.
Mm-hmm. Let's turn this over. I'm punching it a couple of times.
Yeah. He break the thing.
No, it's not. It's already broke.
It's gotten that it likes it, you see. That's
it loves it, right? Beat me.
It likes to be beat.
Beat me. Beat me. The problem, too, is it runs too fast a lot of times. So,
yeah, well, are you the cause of it or what?
Yeah, I'm the cause.
Well, can't you get it fixed?
I can, yeah, I can.
Oh.
Why get it fixed when it's working so well?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Now running again. I guess what I was trying, you know, to get at was what was the was gay as accepted then as it is now? Was it more accepted? Or what was the difference in attitude?
No, the gay then was you had to be behind the covers, but now it's open.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, I like it better now. You don't have to run around and hide nowhere. Mm-hmm. See? If you're going somewhere, you wouldn't have to tell your aunt that you was going to church. Now you go right on about your business wherever you want to go.
Mm-hmm. But it seems that if these people were at this party and engaging in gay relationships,
yeah,
right, and letting other people see that, some of them who may
well, most of them got a kick out of letting other people see it.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that you come there, and they figured that you evidently done the same thing, so therefore it didn't make any difference, or else you wouldn't be there.
Were there a large number of gay people in that?
Oh, yes, there's plenty of gay people. Those parties went on all the time.
Well, was the party, would you say, was it mainly a gay party?
They're just friends would drop in. No. If they're going to have a real, real gay party, then they put out the notice.
Mm-hmm.
How they done it, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They put out the notice, and of course, everybody wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Because it seems to me that a number of people, a large number of people that we hear about it in those times were gay. And that everybody in the in crowd knew that they were gay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we're just finding it out now.
Oh, well, you all are young. That's why you're just finding it out.
What was the attitude? Was it that it was okay to be gay? And, you know, that's
well,
your business?
Well, nobody paid it any attention at that time. Now they pick everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had some friends who were fellows. And the mother loved me as if I was her daughter. And then I knew they were gay. There was four of them. Henny, Piggy, and that's the name. When I come around, they all would clam up just like you'd shut the door. But I knew they were gay, and I laughed to myself. I said, I'll fix you someday. And long as I was there, you wouldn't get a look out, wouldn't get a peek out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the one would get up and say, you want to drink of water, and if he want to go in the kitchen somewhere, and the other one would go in there, and they'd kiss. As if I was dumb. But I knew they were gay. When they found out that I was, boy, they broke the place up.
Mm-hmm.
They gave a party. See? And a girl told them, the same white girl, she says, I'm going to bring somebody to see you. Well, who is it? Does it fit into our life? Yes. She's all right. I was in the show at the time. So she says, now, I know you know them. They don't know who you are. Okay. So we got the party all together and everything went grand. When I walked in, they introduced me. Those fellows hugged and kissed me. Oh, my God. Why didn't you tell me? What I'm saying, I thought so. I just stood up there and laughed.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't let the right hand know what the left hand does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever meet any of the other people that kind of were famous around Amelia Walker?
Mm-hmm.
Carl Van Vechten. Who were famous around Elyria, Carl Van Vechten, County College.
Well, I may have met a lot of them, but the thing is, I got out of it around 1943. I 1932, I met a girl, and we went to live together. So that made me stop going here, stop going there, and stop doing this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. Because I wasn't going to let her know too much, so I didn't do it. But that's how I dropped everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
Were you exclusively gay?
Huh?
Were you exclusively gay?
What do you mean?
Are we bisexual or exclusively gay?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, all my life. I never was married. Nothing.
Was there talk about, do you remember, in that time, about Aaliyah being gay?
Lillian Walker?
Aaliyah Walker being gay.
I think this girl, Ruth, told me that she was in the life. And the woman that she asked me one day, she said, "You remember seeing a woman come in with red shorts on?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, that's her old man."
A black woman or a white woman?
White woman. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever meet or do you know anything about Aaliyah Walker's daughter?
No, I heard something about it, but I never seen it, never met it.
You remember what you heard?
I don't know about that.
Uh-huh.
I guess so. The life they lived naturally, they would have children or something, someplace hanging around, you know.
Right, she adopted a daughter. Yeah. She never had children herself. That's one thing I've been trying to establish.
But have you, wait a minute, you date them years back. You heard that. Have you found out the daughter?
Right, she did adopt a woman.
Yeah, did you meet her?
No, she passed away in the 40s. I know her granddaughter.
No, I didn't. Well. I didn't go into that.
Because apparently she was definitely gay.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that they adopted. And there's always been talk that, about who was gay, She was adopted when she was 12 or 13. Same kind of thing. May Perry was unmarried and married and had kids. But apparently she, kind of lived an unhappy life, one, because she was adopted from a poor family. She was 13 years old already, kind of a hard adjustment. Two, Aaliyah Walker was not your mother. Three, she was very dark-skinned. And one of the reasons that they adopted her was because she was dark-skinned and had, long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like an advertisement for the Walker products. And also she, just may have been homosexual, And she appears that she couldn't really adjust to the life that she was supposed to live. And she probably had problems, too, with the company and people at the company not accepting her. That's one of the Walkers, and that's one of the real heirs to the company. A tragic life, but it is very similar to County Colored and his father. Was it the chicken or the egg? Was she adopted, turned homosexual?
Was that one of the attractions?
Was Aaliyah not homosexual at all?
Mm-hmm.
You just never know, and that's one of the things I'd like to find out. One of the things I'm trying to do in talking to you is clear up a lot of this so that we can say some things in the film, with confidence. I don't want to ignore, what happened then, but, I want it to be as substantiated as we can, try to find out the truth of what Lillian was doing.
If I hadn't met Lillian, then I would have been in more, but that was 1932.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So... that's why I was cut short.
When you hung out, she was a chorus person. She hung out with people like Stephanie,
and it was a whole bunch of
performers.
Did you know May Fane?
Who? May Fane.
May Fane? May Fane.
I don't know, maybe I know the face, but like I met a woman this morning, I could have passed out on the bus.
That name doesn't ring
I haven't seen her in 50 years.
Yes.
That name doesn't mean
anything.
No,
well, Meg Bain was she danced with the Cotton Club, I believe, was a chorus girl.
Cotton Club, that's right.
And Aaliyah died at a, mm-hmm. supposedly at a party that mm-hmm. she gave. Apparently, May Fane was is gay and May refuses to talk about any of it. She says that she's just 80 something. She says she doesn't, you know, she doesn't, didn't know Amelia, and they were just staying at the same house, like a resort kind of place in Long Branch, whatever it is, New Jersey. And this just died, you know, happened to die while they were staying at the same hotel. All the reports say that it was a party for May Fane, and I have a picture of the funeral with May Fane in the front row of the funeral. So, you know, so obviously, there's more than that. You know,
there was somebody there. I'm trying to. I have to go back and ask her. So while I was dipping around there, somebody committed suicide with all of the show and everything. Just before Florence Mills went to Europe, the space woman was crazy, or somebody else, and somebody else. But you see, those things that kept it on a quiet base, unless you was on the inside, you didn't know nothing. It wouldn't do like we're doing now, talking.
Joe was telling me that just now that there was a subculture within the chorus girl.
Jen's asking that you had a whole circle of lesbian friends.
Yes, right? Mostly all of mine was lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
All my friends were. Very seldom I'd go out and mingle in with anyone else.
Or a lot of.
What was some of the other names of sort of performers and things that you used to hang out with?
Well, they all were. I forgot the names. They all were. See, because I didn't deal with. I didn't contact anybody else, and I didn't go with anyone else. But the girls and the fellows. See, and they have a party. Yeah, I remember some of the names. I remember mostly all the names, like. Like Bessie Smith and those women. See, because I hung out with mostly women. I didn't bother with young women. I like older women. See, I was going around. I'd go to the dances and then come home with. Then maybe you'd have somebody would have come up and says, "Hey, Mabel, we're having it wasn't a party. It was where you would they'd cook all kinds of food and everything. See, you have a good time, stay all night, and stay all the next day."
You mentioned, I don't know if it's that you said at some point, you mentioned Ethel Waters and Alberta Hunter.
Yeah, well, those women, you know them by when I was in the show, that's how I met all those women. See, they were older than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I met them. See, at the Lafayette Theater, I was there about 6 or 7 months dancing. See? There was one woman, I can't think of her name, she was smaller than me, and she used to sing from the balcony. I can't think of her name to save me, but she was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we became quite friends, and there was another one that I used to go to the house because, and they used to smoke like they're doing now, smoke hop, I guess, pipe. And her and her husband was in the show too.
Mm-hmm. It seems that to me that those times during the 20s are similar,
to the times there are now.
Yeah.
Yes, but they're more open now than they were then. Everything was very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
See? You wouldn't know anything was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to be.
But it seems that after the 20s until now, there was a period that was very quiet. Is that, where that, I may be wrong altogether,
yeah,
but it seems where that
are.
Stuff.
Yeah, yes, you mean that now, then, it was very quiet, whatever they did?
No, I mean that they seem to be doing more
of it now.
Well, doing more. Well, there was a period in the 20s here where they were doing stuff.
The 20s
and they were here
30,
now,
yeah.
Right. And then the period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, beginning of the 60s, that stuff was kept behind closed doors.
But the younger generation has brought it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's the younger generation that has brought all that stuff out.
What was it about those times, other than that made it possible to have the parties?
I haven't known anything that made it impossible to have parties.
But that made it possible then. It seems that in the 40s and the 50s.
Yes, but the thing is, you see, when you would have a party, you wouldn't go and advertise the party. You'd tell your close friends. They'll tell their friends, and they'll tell their friends.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you'd have the house full.
Mm-hmm.
See, even with the rent parties, you'd have the house full.
Neil, I think what somebody was saying that,
hmm?
Like, something was going on in the 20s, it seems, to make people more sexually free and to somehow to have this kind of nightlife that was going on. And when you were living with Mabel, with Lillian, through the 40s and the 50s,
yeah.
Your life settled down, right?
Yeah.
But did you have the sense that you had friends like who were single? Was there that same kind of
the same
excitement then?
Mostly, yes. Mostly all of them was, but I couldn't...
As the way it was in the 20s?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any difference because I could, with Lillian, she didn't like to go around, see? And
mm-hmm.
I would stay home.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me, and then we moved to the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me stay right with her, see? Because I, my girlfriend said, told Lillian, says, your neighbor is very wild, and I don't know whether you're going to stay with her or not, because she's been everywhere, seen everything, you can't tell her nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to make her out of a lie.
So you just calmed down.
Oh, yes, I calmed down.
Uh-huh. Was she also in
huh?
shows? Was she also in shows?
No. I got a card from Marie yesterday, her niece. She's still with her girlfriend. That was a beautiful place out in the Queens.
Those are the questions I really wanted to ask you. Is there anything that...
Well, I see one of the work that I'm doing is that I think it was always mm-hmm. a gay subculture, a lesbian subculture.
What?
I think how the other society related to it changed.
Uh-huh.
That there was always... stuff going on.
Yeah, but you see, mm-hmm. now, with you people, I had forgotten so much, and you all seem to be just beginning to get all excited over it. I don't see anything to get excited over.
It's interesting. I mean, because all your life in black history class or whatever, you hear about Langston Hughes and County Cullen and all these people, then all of a sudden, you know, as you know, 10 years later, I'm doing research, and you see little intimations that you know that they're gay, and it's never
nobody
been talked
about.
See, nobody ever mentioned it.
I know.
And but it's almost like, you know, if you have a great writer, and you suddenly find out that he's black,
right.
You know. I mean,
yeah.
it does mean something. I think, you know. And I mean, the more and more I read about it, the more and more amazed I am.
The more you want to find
right,
out.
Right. I mean, it's just
but
the
it's
extent.
It's important. It's like your life is important. You did things women were not supposed to be doing. You're part of women's history, as well as black history and all the other histories. But that, it's really saying that there are all kinds of stereotypes and there's all kinds of other stories going on.
Well, I just wish to live around here for another 5 or 10 years so I can see what you all are going to do.
A copy of your coming out story.
Okay.
From here. I think that
okay great.
I want to find
great.
Out just what you all are going to do.
You will be, because we're going to go see Stan's movie.
Okay.
I have a cold, a terrible cold.
Maybe the cancer.
Yeah, I do have some kind of allergy, but...
Well, this house is going to have between the books and the animals.
It's kind of allergy.
There's 10 birds in the room. I put all the animals away so they can get away
the... Or I'm slightly allergic to everything. Yeah, I'd like you, well, if you have time, I've done a 15-minute take of kind of a work in progress. You don't have a...
Yeah, I have a
cassette mistake machine.
You mean a video?
Yeah. No. Okay, well, I work uptown on 120th and Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
You know where the Intrachurch Center is?
Yeah.
Okay, most people have had some kind of dealings with there at some point. I work up there, and, we have a tape machine up there. So anytime that
you
can.
Yeah, maybe to bring some to have a little show in there.
Okay.
Maybe some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mabel still has a whole network of lesbian friends
that
she's the one who
talks.
What it is
they're in the closet.
What I've done is kind of a work in progress. So let me let you know that it's not anyway a finished work, but it was
exactly what you mean. That's right.
You're going to have some time getting the color people to come out of the closet. I know he's working on it, but holy smoke, I worked on it too.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at me as if they're crazy. I'm crazy.
Much, Mabel. You know how Ann Shockley now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every place we go, you really open doors by being willing to talk about it.
Well, I wish that, some of them try to go back in there and pull it in after them. I know them.
So we're trying to change the
I don't see how you're going to do it.
Something that I always wonder about those times is about how, do you look at somebody like Langston using County Cullen? Did they lead a tragic life? You know what I mean? Was it sad for them? Or was it as we see it a lot of times, the happy guy, who's able to go from one society to the next with perfect ease.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it really?
My meaning of it, I teach in the Sikh program, which is a very good study program. I teach in ICU and
what do you teach?
I teach English. And I would just for my own work, it's problematic, and it's in the work. See, I think gayness entered into the creative imagination at the time, which is coming out just as a fire,
mm-hmm.
in the anthology, that it isn't just a sort of tidbit of information.
Did you get Fires It Out?
No, Fire was the one, the reprint?
Yeah, the reprint.
No, I haven't. I was just reading, I had read about it before.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that it was pretty problematic, that it wasn't interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Hughes is so open and so in his anger, that, and yet, as I know, he's never written about it.
Right, like his autobiographies are just amazing. I mean, I was reading his autobiography. He never mentions it, never says a word.
There's codes, I think, if you start seeing who he spends time with, or like the upbreaking of the Harlem Renaissance code of comrades.
But he almost, in the first autobiography, where he's traveling at sea and stuff, I think that he talks about women and, going and looking for women in different forms.
For my reading, that's what a lot was sort of courting him when he was at sea, and he still had a lot of reservations. I mean, it was probably as complicated, sexual formation, it was probably as complicated then with all the political overtones and Du Bois in the background. It's fascinating, Du Bois' reaction when one of his co-workers, a young man, a great Hogan, was pointed out that he was arrested in a moral raid, he called him into the office and fired him.
I'm sure he did.
And then said afterwards that he regretted that action. But that's so there were all those tremendous, forming a nation at the same time.
That was probably one of the things, the undercurrents of why they didn't like Du Bois. I mean, it was, obvious that it was that he was staid. I mean, that's what you get. But that was probably one of, I guess what I'm saying about Langston Hughes is, in his autobiography, he talks about how he felt and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was in the formative stages, that must have been one of the things that was most on his mind. You know what I mean? And he completely ignores it. So then how valid is his whole autobiography if he's ignoring the central issue, that he was...
Well, sometimes what's left out is another social history. And that there's reasons why things are left out, and that becomes a whole other history.
Mm-hmm.
But I always think of another poem he wrote when he was at Columbia, and he would go down to his room in the Y, and this terrible loneliness there. And, a kind of real isolation. It's like we've always have done to read between the lines. The problem is that when it's such a controversial issue,
mm-hmm.
is that you're right, unless there's some concrete information and a real evidence of why it's important, people feel too slimy.
Right. Well, I think it's interesting the way David Lewis handles it, because he handles it in the same way. I mean, he never comes out and says it exactly, but, you get the point.
He doesn't say about Langston Hughes, but he seems to say it, about Elaine Walker.
Yeah, but he's so...
He said about Eliza, that she surrounded herself with homosexuals.
Right.
That's, something.
Right.
He doesn't.
I think he says that it might say that, you know, nothing, something like, you know,